From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, scientists announced the winner of a head-to-head competition between two drugs to prevent breast cancer. After following nearly 20,000 women for an average of 4 years, researchers say that the drug, raloxifene, beat out tamoxifen. Although, as NPR's Joe Palca reports, it was a close fight.
The decision to compare raloxifene with tamoxifen came after a 1998 study. That study showed tamoxifen could reduce breast cancer risk by half in women at high risk for the disease. But tamoxifen had well-known and dangerous side effects. It increases a woman's risk of uterine cancer, for example. So scientists wanted to find something that worked at least as well but would be safer to take. The best candidate was raloxifene, also known by the trade name Evista. Preliminary studies showed it had a protective effect against breast cancer, and it had already been approved by the Food and Drug Administration for osteoporosis. But such a study would require lots and lots of healthy women without breast cancer, although at increased risk for the disease. And the women would have to be willing to take a drug that might help them, but might also make them sick. In 1990, I went to the Fox Chase Cancer Center in Philadelphia to speak with three women who signed on for the study. At the time, Judy Cahill was 58.
Somebody has to do it. I mean, somebody has to be the guinea pig. And I guess I'm the guinea pig, and I don't mind that because I'm doing this for my daughter, my daughter-in-law.
My name is Joanne Stein. I'm 47 years old. I'm an oncology nurse. I work with patients. The patients get a lot of chemotherapy. The only thing I have to do for this is take two pills every morning. And I thought, this is the least I can do.
My name is Olga Wexler. And I'm 48 years old. When you grow from a very early age knowing, not wondering, but knowing that you're going to develop breast cancer, and then suddenly something is put in front of you that gives you something to latch on to, something that makes you feel a little empowered and gives you an opportunity to maybe fight back, I said, count me in.
That was 6 years ago. Now the determination of these women is paying off. Norman Walmark is chairman of NSABP, the cancer consortium that conducted the study.
Raloxifene was equally effective in reducing the incidence of invasive breast cancer, the same as tamoxifen.
Walmark says not only was raloxifene as good as tamoxifen in preventing breast cancer, but it also appeared to cause fewer dangerous side effects.
For example, the incidence of uterine cancers was reduced by 36%. Deep vein thrombosis was reduced by 29%, pulmonary emboli by 36%.
Although the risks of these life-threatening side effects went down, they were still there, and that poses a problem. Joy Melnico is a professor of family and community medicine at the University of California, Davis. She studies how healthy women make up their minds to take a drug that has both risks and benefits.
When we ask women to consider taking a drug to prevent something, we're asking them to take a medicine every day for something that they may or may not have happen to them in the future.
Melnico says apart from the fact that the drugs may cause serious side effects, just the relatively minor ones like hot flashes can make the drugs hard to tolerate. And while she agrees that raloxifene is the winner in the latest study, Garnet Anderson is not bowled over by the results. Anderson is at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center in Seattle.
Whether raloxifene is truly a home run, I don't see it quite that strongly. I see that they have established a somewhat better risk-benefit profile, but it's not an earth-shattering major leap in breast cancer prevention.
When I went back to the Fox Chase Cancer Center last month, Judy Cahill, Olga Wexler, and Joanne Stein had no regrets about their decision to participate. Here's Joanne Stein.
I haven't had to have any biopsies or I haven't had any new lumps or bumps or anything, you know, and I've had normal mammograms, and I'm extremely happy.
And Judy Cahill.
Everybody has to do something in this world to make it easier for other people in this world, and breast cancer is ugly, and everybody has to do something. I believe that firmly.
Finally, Olga Wexler.
How often does just your average person get to do something that truly matters other than raising your children to be good human beings? No one may remember that I did this, but I'll remember.
All three women say they are well and breast cancer free. But for other women at risk of getting breast cancer, it's still a difficult decision whether to take a drug that has proven benefits but has proven risks as well. Joe Palca, NPR News.
And you can find a complete breakdown of the numbers in the raloxifene trial at our website, npr.org.